Listener email says, will you please ask the senator, will you ask him why senators keep gaveling in and blocking Trump appointments? Also, why don't we know about Mitch McConnell? We the people are tired of this government blank, seriously.
Yeah. So the Senate gavels in quite regularly, as does the House, for perform a session, not to block the president's appointments. I mean, we vote on the president's appointments. And we have done a record job with this president and these appointments because we blew up, as you know, we changed the rules on the filibuster that allow us to vote them and block. So we don't have any problem nominating the president's appointments. Like I said, he's on a record pace for that. So we don't need is what we don't want to do is have all kinds of other mischief take place if we're not gaveling in. Plus, it keeps existing legislation in the queue. Anyway, all of that. With regard to Mitch McConnell, I don't know that. See, I'm a little weirded out, frankly, by somebody, unless they're from Kentucky, that's concerned about another state's senator and whether or not they're entitled to know about him. I'm not sure what the curiosity of Mitch McConnell's
situation. Well, I just think because he's so well known, he's got his you know supporters, but also his haters, both on the left and
for sure.
And the right. And I think you're hearing all kinds of different stories. Some saying that he's in a coma. Others reporting that their insiders are saying that he's brain dead now, technically. And his wife is overseas.
I know senators talk to him from time to time. So I'm pretty, they'll talk to him on the phone. I've not called him. I'd just soon leave him alone if he's healing. But I have colleagues that like to talk to him, and I understand that as well. We care about him. But my only point being that we have this sort of celebrity aura over certain politicians, and I don't think we're entitled to know anything about anybody that's private and that's their private life any more than we do with the rest of us. Now I happen to be an open book, as you know, and I like it that way. I think it's better for people to know than to guess. That's why when I bump my head or I crush my hand or whatever crazy thing.
Yeah, that's right.
It's so reckless. I tell everybody.
Forgot about that.
I just don't like, I don't like, because the rumors, I think this is the point that's almost being made as we talk. The rumors about you are always going to be more extreme and more dramatic than the truth, generally speaking.